The events of 9/11 may have taken place in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, but a company in Delaware has a unique connection to the attacks. The company is honoring its employees who worked in the Twin Towers and survived 9/11. Details from WHYY's Zoe Reed.
Bruce Wynn of CSC was in Houston as his employees were rushing to leave their 87th floor office. While Wynn and three others drove back to Delaware, managers in New York led the workers down to the ground floor, ignoring orders to stay in place. All 108 of them survived.
I can't tell you how we felt in that car as we heard that our final person had been reported safe. It is a testament to those that were in New York City, the leaders in New York City, who got everyone out, looked through all the different rooms, the break rooms and the other rooms to make sure that there was no one left on that 87th floor and that everyone had started down.
16 years later, Wynn and employees of the business, legal, tax, and digital brand services provider gathered around a 22-foot sculpture to honor the heroism displayed that day. Steve Tobin's piece, entitled The Delaware Root, features three steel legs growing out of the ground and curving into space. In the sunlight, it casts a shadow in the shape of a peace sign. CSC commissioned the structure, inspired by Tobin's work, The Trinity Root, in New York City, a recreation of the sycamore tree smashed by debris during the Twin Towers collapse that still managed to protect Trinity Church.
This is just three lines in space, but the very simple curves imply many things to many different people. I see figures, I see language in there, but using light and shadow, I think everybody that looks at it, if I've done a good job, it will elicit emotion and evoke memories and stimulate ideas and thoughts.
The sculpture stands at CSC headquarters in Wilmington. From the Delaware desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.